makes tracks for Nevada while Sharon Engel raises another $200,000. This might be one of the hottest races in the land, and we have 8 days to go before we're going to be voting for whoever it is that's going to represent you next, or perhaps the same person will be in place representing you wherever it is you hail from. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's where we're at right now in this nation, coast to coast, and all those flyover states in between. Boy, we're going to jump to a lot of things during this hour, including We Can Count, and we're going to try to fill in the blanks on some of the things that have happened over the weekend. It was a very busy weekend. Plus, we have sports shorts, too. All that and a lot more coming up as we kick the can down the road. So kicking the can down the road, let's start with politics. The Democrats see that they're going to, and they're saying, selling the message, that they're going to keep control of the House and that Democratic followers shouldn't panic because more Democrats are coming out to the rallies of Get the Vote Out. Also, when it comes to the absentee ballots, there was just something that was released last week showing that more Democrats were coming back with the absentee ballots in some pretty key states. But this is all the preliminary stuff. Sometimes the preliminary, in my experience, is different from what actually happens when you get to the game. And the game is going out to vote. Whoever you're voting for, whatever it is that burns deeply inside of you and has you fuming with rage, in most cases, because we've never seen this kind of anger in this country from either the 20-somethings, the 30-somethings, the 40-somethings, the 50-somethings, the 60-somethings, and then some because they're on fixed incomes. So they work, they work, they work, they work, and now they find out that, yeah, okay, here's this health care coverage, but guess what? It's going up 7%, 8%, 9%, whatever. Because what people don't often talk about is you need the supplemental insurance, so you got to pay for that. And when you're not getting the cost of living adjustments, when your taxes are going up, how do you stretch money that you don't have? You're not working any longer. You worked for 40, 50 years, whatever it is, and now you're at the end of the line, which should be the golden years, the good times, let it roll. You have people that are stressing out, that are running to the doctors more than ever and now afraid they're not going to be able to do that because the stress is bearing down on them over what are they going to do? How are they going to pay for this? And I'd say besides the healthcare confusion, there's also the problems that we are facing when it comes to the taxes, when it comes to where your taxes are going to be. Well, what are the Bush tax credits when they expire? What does that mean to me? You keep hearing, and I've asked a lot of people to clarify this for me, Democrats and Republicans. Just tell me specifically, okay, what does this mean? What does this bracket mean? What are we talking about? And the answer is yes, everybody's taxes are going up. Maybe if you're in the wealthier bracket, you may find that your taxes go up the most. But every single bracket, whether you're the person that's barely making it, somewhere in the middle, your taxes are going up if those tax credits expire. Nobody, I mean, I questioned everyone I could, and nobody could look me straight in the face and say, well, no, that's just a bunch of crap that's being pumped out there by the Republicans that, you know, they're trying to protect the rich people and blah, 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 blah. But in reality, what it is no, the fact of the matter is that across the board, the taxes will go up. So I say that all of us, whatever boat you're in, if you've got higher property taxes, barely hanging on to your job, maybe even got, I talked to somebody the other day in the mortgage business, because they're trying to keep it real, right? So I'm giving you real life scenarios. Talked to someone the other day in the mortgage business. He's in his 30s. He has a wife, and they've got a little girl. The girl's 6 or 7. And both of them are in jobs in the same mortgage place where they had to take each of them a $10,000 cut because the jobs were going overseas to India. So they were, most of the jobs were going overseas. Half the workforce was cut. So the alternative was, geez, we really like you, but to stay, you're going to have to take $10,000 less. So you do the math. You're taking that much less, and now you still have to pay for the things you were paying before, only it's going to cost you that much more. And in the case of most Americans, it's very fuzzy math, and it's really tough to see. But the middle class is disintegrating, poof, before our eyes. It sounds so doom and gloomy, and I hate that. Trust me, we've got a daily salute mixed in here. But it's the truth. I know from just talking to people around me, let alone all of your stories that you've sent me or you've discussed on the air. It's really, really tough out there. What will health care, how will that impact employers' health coverage is a very big question mark, because the new health care law wasn't really supposed to undercut employer plans. That's what most people have. And remember, when you go on a job interview, how often did you hear the benefits are good? Oh, but don't worry about that. Maybe we can't give you the exact salary you want, but the benefits are good. But most people are starting to realize that their insurance is going to jump, and it's because of the law. It's because of this new law. So give me a break. So what is the big shift here? Who's paying for what? And who's going to be really able to afford it? Michael Steele says this is part of the reason why there's a real opportunity for the Republicans. So what is the overall probably future of what's going to happen in the Capitol after November 2nd? In different ways, he talked about that. Take a listen.
There is a vibration out here that is unlike anything I've ever seen before. I've been on my Fire Pelosi bus since September 15th. We get off the bus on October 30th, and in that time, what I've seen is a consistent groundswell of excitement and energy towards this election. I think you're going to see a wave, an unprecedented wave, on Election Day that's going to surprise a lot of people. In the House, the balance of power will shift. As I like to say, we're at 38 seats, and we need to get to 39 to get control. But I think we're more than there.
All right, so do the Republicans get control? What kind of a difference will that make? Does it make a big difference in what you're going to see in your wallet and what kind of returns that you're going to get? And certainly with the Bush tax credits, that would change. Democrats are saying, listen, we're pushing to keep money in the states and keep it in the pockets of Americans. So you decide who's zooming who. Speaking of getting zoomed, well, there was certainly something that happened akin to that in New Hampshire. How about New Hampshire's largest newspaper trying to defend its decision to refuse publishing marriage notices for gay couples? Yeah, they're one of five states to have legalized gay marriage. So two men getting married in Portsmouth on Saturday wanted to publish a marriage notice in the Union Leader of Manchester, but they were refused. They say they have a constitutional right to choose what to print, and they opposed the new law. How about that? The publisher, when push came to shove, said the paper is an anti-gay but believes marriage is between a man and a woman. Whoa. Stay with us.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Weekend. I got a chance to chillax a little bit. So you're ready to take on this next week because we are staring down the barrel of day one for many people. And, you know, there's probably 27 million potential people out there listening to the show. Can you imagine 27 million? Well, that's what they say anyway when it comes to people who work now these third shifty kind of hours. And then there's people who just work better at night. So they do the home thing, and they're there with their computer and streaming and listening and all that sort of good stuff. Sometimes it seems that there's no in between. Either you're a day person or you're a night person, and the night person can go into the wee hours. I'm wondering, are you a day person or are you a night person? Matt, are you? I know you're working these hours, but are you traditionally a day person or a night person?
I'd say definitely a later in the day person. I wouldn't say, I mean, I enjoy the days, but I'd say the anti-morning person. That would be me.
Yeah, I'm the anti-morning person too. I definitely turned into that anyway. So welcome to all of you who are in the same boat as Matt and I, because we get you. We're that way anyway. If I wasn't doing this, sweet! 27 million strong and counting, that's right. If I wasn't doing this, I'm sure, as would often happen to me, I would fall asleep on the couch. I'd be reading or doing something or whatever, and then I'll tell you the worst, to me, the worst hours I ever had. Of course, in radio, a lot of people would desire the spot. I was doing a morning show, with two guys, and it was a lot of fun. We had fun. We were on the air, but man, I had to just really wake myself up because you have to get up at the strangest time. If you're doing a morning show that kicks off at 6 or even 5 in the morning, sometimes they have them start at 5:30, and that can be television or radio. You have to get up at like 3:30 in the morning. It is so odd to get up at that time. Matt, have you ever had to catch a plane, you know, where you have to get up at that it's a weird time to get up. It's different when you're like all of us vampires out there and you sleep and then you get up in the middle of the day or whatever. But when you have to get up in the middle of the night, because it's really, to me, the middle of the night, that's hard to do.
I just stay up.
And that's what I do.
I try to sleep on the plane for a couple hours. But it ruins you for a little bit, but in the long run, I think you're better off.
Yeah, I think so, too. It ruins you for a day or two, maybe. He's right. But the fear is missing. The fear is if I lay down and sleep, I don't care unless I have 10 alarms set. I'm so afraid that I'm not going to wake up. So I would be the same way as Matt is on that. All right, he mentioned the travel thing. You know that now the Transportation Security Administration has started to roll out the body scanners. And we knew that they were coming to the major places. So New York and New Jersey are getting the body scanners. And what it is that the screeners can see beneath the passenger's clothes when they search for weapons. So at Kennedy Airport on Friday, they had some of the passengers at the American Airlines terminal had to step aside. Then they went inside the big X-ray machine. They raised their arms after passing through, you know, the metal detectors. It's a low dose of radiation or so, we're told, to create this computer image of the body. The TSA has the scanners in 61 airports nationwide. 61 airports. So give us your bottled water, your shoes, and now your privacy and your modesty, I guess, and go through these scanners. And if you don't go through the scanners, there was actually a pilot who refused to do the full body scan, a guy from Tennessee who said he wasn't going to do it. When he was asked to do it by the TSA, he said, I don't want to do it. That it was just, he wasn't going to give up that liberty. He was going to do it. So a lot of people feel that it's such personal invasion in the name of security. When it's like somebody said to me the other day, you have to think of the argument. You know, you'll have people that'll tell you, well, who cares if they see you, you know, what's underneath your clothing? You're just one of a bunch of people that go through. And that's fine, except for we hear that they save the computer images and who knows where they end up. And I do believe that. Who knows where they end up? Not for nothing, and no offense to the people that work for the TSA, because there's probably some really good ones. But half the time when I've traveled, I've run into the dingiest people that have been on the TSA that are screening people. That, you know, listen, they get their job in Washington on the backs of a pizza box. I mean, come on, give me a break here. So with the body scanners, if you look at it this way, you've got these wide open, we have these pretty much these wide open borders, but yet we're concerned in going through at the airport. And what I want to know more is statistically, what percentage of people do you really think you're stopping? I mean, I'd love it. I mean, no, seriously, if you had bing, 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 people that were trying to terrorize us that were getting nailed by these machines, and they could say, listen, here's this guy and this guy and this guy and this person and this person, and this is what happened, and this is how we foiled the attempt, and, you know, whatever. I mean, it's just like you think of what's controlled, okay? And so the government doesn't own the airspace. That's another argument. They don't own the airspace. I mean, technically, we shouldn't have to go through that. We shouldn't have. I don't get it. I mean, at first I was like, okay, whatever. But then the more I thought about it, and the more I talked to people, and it's not the modesty thing. I mean, I get it. Everyone has a body, so okay, whatever. But then I think of kids. I think of the kids going through, and I think of other people. I've seen it. I've seen the I want to call it harassment because that's what it looks like. I've seen the person look so uncomfortable, like they're just going to faint on the spot, that if they didn't have to fly, they would never go through this. They would never go through being patted down or whatever it is that they have to do with when they're going through the screening process. And yet, oh, I just feel for them. And I've seen it. I've seen it in Tampa. I've seen it in Philadelphia. I've seen it in LaGuardia, New York. And, you know, there has got to be a better way. And I know what the answer to this is, and I'm just waiting to get socked with this, and I'm sure I'll get emails about it, that, well, if you don't like it, screw you. Go and travel another way. Drive or take a bus or do something else. And the fact is, if you got the screeners and you have no choice, it's like the pilot, they're not going to let you through. I know that in talking to people. There's no way you can say, listen, I feel uncomfortable. I'm a modest person. You know, here's my pockets. Everything's empty. Here's my luggage. Check my luggage if you want, whatever. It doesn't matter. They're going to require you and make you go through it. And the screeners, what's happening on the other end of the screeners is somebody else is making some serious money off of this. I want to know how many people are getting stopped. How effective are these screeners, I guess? How effective is it to take another piece of our modesty or our rights or our liberty or dignity or whatever you want to call it, depending on how you look at it? All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to do one of these We Can Counts. And boy, let me tell you, there's a lot of things that we can count this time around, including, sadly, the fact that cholera is on the upswing in Haiti. It seems as though they're trying their best to stabilize it. But when you think of those tent cities out of Port-au-Prince and what would happen if there was an epidemic, it could be just disastrous and beyond. So any people getting sick with cholera that are close to the tents is reason for concern because it's such an easy thing to pass on. And it just seems so shocking to say that in this day and age, but Haiti is a third world country, and the hurricane really set that place on its axis, and the tent cities are disastrous for so many people because of the clean water and the soap. They're not getting it or they're not using it. We're going to talk about that next and some other things during We Can Count.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned rained up to 200 times.
What is it?
It's the Aqua Rain. Owning an Aqua Rain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
And then we'll go to the phone lines. Al in Canada, hang on. Anyone else? 800-259-5791. We'll squeeze you in. How about this? Attorneys for about 150 people who claim sexual abuse by Catholic priests made about 10,000 pages of previously sealed internal church documents. This came out of San Diego, and it was made public on Sunday. Not the sealed documents, but revealed that at least one previously unknown decades-old case where a priest under police investigation was allowed to leave the U.S. after the Diocese of San Diego intervened. That's ridiculous. So, this is another black eye on the Catholic Church after a three-year legal battle over the Diocese of San Diego's records. A retired San Diego Superior Court judge ruled late Friday they could be made public. The records are from the personnel files of 48 priests who were either credibly, listen to what I'm saying, credibly accused or even convicted of sex abuse or might have even been named in a civil suit. The 144 plaintiffs settled with the diocese in 2007 for $200 million. Wow. But the agreement, see, this is why they could be made public after that. The agreement said that an independent judge could review the sealed personnel records and then determine what would go public. What a crying shame. How sad. Some of the things, some of the abuse that happened. And the biggest mistake was rearranging priests from one church to another church and giving them the possibilities of having more victims, you know, claiming more victims, I guess is the way to say that. All right, so from San Diego, we go a long jump to Haiti. Cholera, it's an epidemic, man. If it hits 1.3 million, that's the fear. Tent City has about 1.3 million in Port-au-Prince, outside of Port-au-Prince. Right now, 250 people died from cholera so far, but about 3,000 people are sick with it. The good news is some of them might be stabilizing, because the tendency is if it doesn't stabilize, then it hasn't reached its peak, and it could get that much worse. And the problem is cholera, the outbreak, started maybe a week or 2 weeks ago, and in now this devastated nation. And the cases were mostly in rural areas. So how tough is that? Tough to get them help, tough to diagnose it. And, you know, the UN humanitarian folks are trying to react as fast as they can. And they're trying to come up with prevention and surveillance and all that sort of stuff. But they're vulnerable to the disease. Cholera is a scary thing because it snuffs out lives faster than you can blink your eyes, and they can only treat them in so many places and get to them fast enough, certainly. If they have to have the safety area there, that's the key thing. So if it stabilizes, then that would be the best news possible, because stabilizing it would mean that there's a good chance they could snuff it out, or at least keep it away from the tent cities, which is this too scary because there's just too many people in the tent cities. You know, that would ultimately affect so many. If you had millions, imagine where that could go. And if you're keeping an eye on gas prices, as we jump back across the pond again, it's jumped about 5 cents in the last couple of weeks. You know, there's talk about a gasoline tax, and oh, maybe that could pay for things. But the new survey, the Lundberg survey, finds that regular gasoline in the U.S. has jumped 5.2 cents to be exact in the last 2 weeks. Fuel prices released Sunday say the price of a gallon of regular is $2.82, mid-grade is $2.96, and premium $3.07. Diesel is $3.21. Wow, $3.21 for diesel. And of course, California, the average price for a gallon of regular is $3.11. That's up about 10 cents. California, it's always a lot higher. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Oh, hi. Kate, you know, I thumbtacked the score again. It was 23-22 for Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 28-10 for Pittsburgh. But also, you know, that touchdown that was called back to the 1 yard line because he fumbled, Roethlisberger fumbled the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does the entire ball have to be in the end zone under the control of the runner before his feet do not have to be in the end zone, do they?
Well, no. But the problem was, you saw that. Did you see the replay on that? The problem was. And see that, you know, the refs really botched this, unfortunately. Of course, there were opportunities that the Dolphins had that they could have, let's face it, they could have scored. But Pittsburgh, because of that, the goal line fumble ends up being negated, I guess is the best way to put it. They end up with that field goal, and that's what stopped it. That's too bad.
Yeah, when you're down at the 1 yard line, sure, you know, one of the running backs could have run. Why didn't they go ahead and gamble? I guess that would, if they would have lost the gamble, then they would have lost the game, wouldn't they?
Right, and that's the problem.
Yeah. And also, you know, with regard to the Tea Party, you know, I heard a kind of a humorous comment today about the original Boston Tea Party, 1775, right?
The original
Boston.
Yep.
Their motto was, no taxation without Republican authorization. Kate, a lot of people think it's no taxation without representation. They were ticked off about high taxes on tea, right?
Right.
Yeah, no taxation. Originally was no taxation without Republican authorization, but the left-wing media didn't like that. They had left-wing media back then, and they changed it to no taxation without representation. And also, Kate, Hillary Clinton a couple of days ago, Mrs. Clinton was dissing the Western Canada oil. We produce a lot of oil in the oil sands
in
Alberta, and most of it goes to the United States. And she said that we don't want to rely on, we want to quit relying on dirty oil from Canada. You know, I don't know why Hillary Clinton is so upset. Set about, you know, this leaking of pollution into the water, you know, she's so worried about leaking of pollution into the water and the air. I think Mrs. Clinton, she's Secretary of State. She should be more worried about WikiLeaks, shouldn't she? You know,
and what's happening? Yeah, the stuff that's being released and what kind of damage it would do overseas. Yeah.
The original guy that leaked it to WikiLeaks, that idiot, the president of WikiLeaks, but the original guy, he's in jail right now, right? The original soldier.
Yes, yes.
And has he been charged with high treason?
No, they're trying to decide what's going to happen to him. Yes. He's locked up, and most likely there's that possibility, yes.
Because that should have all been done in privacy, in secret. That investigation, he should not have released that to, you know, if I was in charge of that, I would execute the guy. That's high treason as far as I'm concerned. Congress and the president should handle that investigation if there has been any wrongdoing by the military in Iraq, that should be handled by the president and Congress in private, in secrecy until the war is over.
Right, but see, there's your problem. Then people will say, well, why shouldn't we know everything that's going on? How come we don't need to know the horrors, the things that happen to the people, the innocent civilians? The other side of that is people will say, Al, well, we should know if there were atrocities in war.
We will never win. During the Second World War, the British, Americans, and Canadians were bombing the crap out of Dresden and Cologne in Germany, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Hundreds of thousands of innocent Germans died. Nobody found out about that until after the war.
That's right.
And that's why they won. We'll never win another war if we have idiots like that WikiLeaks guy.
I agree that the more information that's out there, the more, to be honest, you're right. The potential for the publicity nightmares and look what happens, the U.S. gets trashed for however many villages or for whatever happened, you're right. But the whole secrecy thing those days seem to be long gone.
Well, it can still be had. It can still be stopped, but it shouldn't be put in the media. The president and Congress can stop it and punish the guys after the war. But it's going to result in a lot of Iraqi and Afghani people that are working for us. Afghanis and Iraqis that are working for us, they're going to get killed now.
Well, we've said that. The problem is that now, that was the problem the first time around. So now the founder of WikiLeaks is having people go through and make sure every single name's crossed out so they're not doing that in this next time around. But the cat was already out of the bag for the other guys. You're right, Al, and that was a shame because there's the chance that who knows what happens to them. Al, thanks for the call. Okay, so let's fill in the blanks on something else here quickly. At Vandenberg Air Force Base, this is a place where I used to actually swim. There's in the Central Coast, there's a beach. There's a couple of different beaches, in fact, and one of them is called Surf Beach, and it's north of Santa Barbara. There was a 19-year-old college student, Lucas Ransom, who was bodyboarding with a friend, and what happened was he was attacked by a shark. And the shark pulled him under the water on Friday. He was with his buddy, and he resurfaced with his leg almost all severed off. And he died shortly a while afterwards when he was taken to the hospital. The shark flashed out of the water, bit his friend's leg. And that's the way it was described by Matthew Garcia, who was surfing just 2 feet away from him. And he was pulled in a cloud of blood off the coast. Line there. The shark hit him, and I think he knew it was happening. It was just so fast. That's what happens. And so now those beaches on the Central Coast of California, there's like 3 of them, are temporarily, at least anyway, closed off. Next, we're doing a little sports shorts.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
I like to see you go right across the floor. I like to do the thing till you call a phone more. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my food. You can make me spin. Put it on me, woman. What is wrong with me? Put it on me, woman. Baby, can you see?
Time for a little sports shorts. Capping off a weekend of football. Of course, there's still Monday night football, the Giants and the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, the Vikings and the Green Bay Packers, that's a big rivalry. And sometimes back in the day, that was one of the better football games that you might see. And to be true to what was that huge rivalry, it was a pretty good football game. But in the end, not great if you're a Vikings fan. Listen to some of these highlights.
Favre goes out of the shotgun as Percy motions to the backfield to the left of Brett. And Brett hands it to Percy, who sprints up the middle to the 10-5. Touchdown! A rushing touchdown by Percy Harvin.
Blitz coming. Rodgers has it. Plenty of time. Throws it over the middle. Touchdown! Getting on the post! 14-yard touchdown pass. And the Packers the lead. Favre has time. Pump fake. Now, hit as he throws. To right, left side. It's intercepted. Down the right sideline. It's Desmond Bishop to the house. A pick six. 32-yard return. Touchdown, Green Bay.
Favre shot himself, got away from it. Now he fires into the end zone for Moss. Incomplete. The Green Bay Packers have won the first version of the border battle. And the final score will be 28-14.
Yeah, 28-14. Tough, tough, tough for the Vikings fans. Vikings 2-4 now. The Pack 4-3. It was a kind of a crazy week 7 in the NFL. The Patriots 5-1. They beat the Chargers, but 23-20 was the final score there. This was the weirdest, most embarrassing, pathetic, I think, result. The Raiders slammed the Broncos to the ground. They annihilated them 59-14. Where were the Broncos? I mean, how humiliating is that? That's crazy stuff. Then you have, for example, the Falcons continuing to roll. They're 5-2 suddenly when no one's watching. I like Matt Ryan, the quarterback for the Falcons. And he had a nice game, almost 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. 39-32 was the final score in that one. Here's another odd score. You know, we're talking about when you're trying to nail the score, how the scores sometimes come out weird numbers. The Buccaneers beat the Rams. You know what the score was? 18-17. My Philadelphia Eagles looked terrible. I was watching this game and just said, man, in the second half, especially the fourth quarter, check this out. Titans 37, Eagles 19, 27 points in the fourth quarter. I'm telling you, Kevin Cobb is not looking so great for the Eagles. But I blame it on Andy Reid, who was the play calling in the first place. So the Eagles are 4-3. The Chiefs blow up the Jags 42-20. And the more controversial game of the weekend that we've talked about, the Steelers beat the Dolphins by a point 23-22. You know what's odd too? The Steelers end that way. And then you have another game where you like look at the Panthers and the 49ers, like the who cares game. But the Panthers won that 23-20. And then the Ravens beat the Bills in overtime. That was kind of a good game. Joe Flacco, he'd be great on, I think, some of these fantasy teams. 37-34 was the final score there. Matt, I know you're watching a lot of NFL, too. In the Steeler game, we've already talked about, but I think the most humiliating game of the day was the one I mentioned earlier. The Broncos got throttled. That is brutal what happened to the Broncos, and that was a home game.
Yeah, I think besides maybe the NFC North, the hardest division to figure out is the AFC West. Because you've got teams in the like the first couple of weeks where the Chiefs and the Broncos looked just unstoppable. And now all of a sudden the Raiders are looking like the team to beat almost. And the Chargers, who were the favorite going into the year, can't win a game at all.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know what's going on in the AFC West, but luckily enough, my fantasy team put up about 145 points this week, and Kyle Orton's my quarterback, and he managed to get two garbage touchdowns. So despite the Vikings losing, there still is some positivity going on in my life.
That's good, too. I like that Orton still managed to pull out some points for you, because that's true. The Raiders scored touchdowns 8 seconds apart to really, really kickstart, and that's a good way to put it, the annihilation of the Broncos. I mean, that was one of the more lopsided scores. It's definitely the most lopsided score that we saw so far this year. Wow. Man, that's crazy. A 38-point beginning for the Raiders in the first 22 minutes. 38 points. I mean, you look up and then it's just out of control. It's like an overmatched team. That's what they look like, an overmatched team. And humiliating. That's what it was. It was humiliating. All right, let's move to a couple of other things. We jump from the NFL to baseball. My Philadelphia Phillies gave it a ride, but in the end, the San Francisco Giants were just too tough for them, or the Phillies blew their opportunities. They certainly had them, and that's exactly what happened. In the end, Charlie Manuel, he certainly knew that because he said that they just weren't hitting and that was part of the problem. And in his own words, here's what the manager of the Phil said.
when you look back at our team, that would probably be probably the downside of our club this year. We were very inconsistent in our hitting, and at times we didn't score enough runs.
Yeah, so the Giants were the unexpected, and the Phillies did not live up to their billing, absolutely, because they look like the team that was going to get there. They don't make it to the World Series. So the World Series is set. It's the Rangers and the Giants. The Giants, on the other hand, man, the Giants were just all world. They were. You got to tip your cap to them because they did what they had to do to end up in the big spot where they're playing the Rangers for all of it. And they haven't been back since 2002. And it looked like when they sent it back to a game six, because that's what it came, both leagues, the National League and the American League, went down to the sixth game, but the Yankees couldn't get it done against the Rangers and the Phillies couldn't get it done against the Giants. So, like I said, in the end, it was all San Francisco. 3-2 was the final score. They put up that one run in the eighth inning that was just absolutely killer. And you don't, that's not lost on this lineup because it's a hitting lineup. And they know it. There's a bunch of incredible players and none better. I mean, actually, there's two in watching this series that I'd say people would pick out, but one of them was just the guy who made the board light up, and you got to tip your cap to Cody. Listen to what he had to say.
I'm just in such a daze right now. This is the most unbelievable experience I've ever been a part of, and I'm just trying to savor it right now.
And savor it he did. I mean, it seemed like every single time he got up, he was making something happen. Matt, you also watched that series, too. I would say that, and I would say, you know, Posey in the last game, he didn't do anything, but Posey was just amazing. But again, Ross was incredible, and he was 1-for-4 in that game, came up with some big timely hitting throughout the entire series.
Yeah, and I think it's Cody Ross, who the Marlins didn't even want at the end of the year and picked up off of waivers by the Giants, and he's just been explosive here in the postseason. I think he's kind of the unknown name that's getting known, and also, who's it, Brian Wilson, the closer for the Giants.
Yes, yes.
He was on fire, and he came in and he pitched a five-out save to get the Giants into the World Series, so good move by him, and I got to say, Debbie Downer for Ryan Howard. You can't strike out looking with the game on the line.
No, you got to go for it. And here the Phillies pay him all that money, and he didn't come up with the clutch hit that they needed. Didn't even try to take a swing at it. So in the end, the Cody Rosses are the guys that are going to the World Series instead of the Jimmy Rollins, instead of the rest of the crew in the Phillies that deserved to be there. And I think he really let his teammates down. If you have any thoughts on the show, send them to me at americatonight.net.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.